It's the 19th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Nadine Dorris, the Mids-Beds MP, has said that it is her absolute intention to resign. She would first need questions answered regarding her exclusion from Boris Johnson's resignation honours list and the denial of a peerage that would have placed her in the House of Lords. A political Conservative Party candidate has already been named in the form of the current Police and Crime Commissioner, Festus Akinbusawe. Also in the running, Alistair Strathern from Labour, Independent Gareth McKay for the Greens, Katie Sibley, Dave Holland representing the Reform UK, and True and Fair Party candidate Alan Victor. The Lib Dems have not yet named their nominee. The by-election date will be announced once Miss Dorris's resignation is made formal. Data released by claims.co.uk reveal that Beds Police require improvement when answering emergency calls promptly, recording the worst response times in the country. However, a spokesperson for the insurance claims website admitted that even constabularies with the slowest emergency answer times answer calls quickly. Emergency services were called to Carlington Lock last Friday afternoon to rescue a man whose situation became desperate during a swim. The man was pulled from the water and immediately taken to hospital, where his condition was listed as critical. A Beds Police spokesperson warned that these environments are not meant for swimming and can be extremely dangerous. Beds pub owner Philip Kelly was looking at his wife's Vicky's natural products used to treat the skin condition psoriasis. It inspired him to create Lally, a beverage range that targets inflammation in the body. His main goal is to raise awareness for the skin malady while providing a healthier drink alternative. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.